everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. What's new at the Mormon Channel this week? We have a new episode of Enduring It Well, and it's called Surviving the Fire, and it's the story of Carrie Clarson. In 1986, everything in Carrie Clarson's world seemed to be going right. He was a young husband, a new father, and a successful Marine. One day, his life took a traumatic turn for the worse when he was involved in a fiery crash that burned over 50% of his body and left him in a coma. In this episode, Carrie describes when he knew his life would never be the same and the moment he realized he needed to reach out to others. This episode premieres today at 1 p.m., and you can also hear it live on the stream on Wednesday at 2 p.m. And then after that, you can always find it archived on our website as well. Also new at the Mormon Channel on our website is a series that we're beginning to air that originally aired on BYU TV called The District. This series goes inside the life of Mormon missionaries in an unscripted, actorless documentary that follows eight missionaries, men and women, who are serving in San Diego, California. You can find that on our website under Collections, and again, the series is called The District. I think that's kind of fun to be able to see what a day in the life of a missionary is like. We're excited to have that series coming to the Mormon Channel and hope that you enjoy it. I'd also encourage you, if you have friends who are curious about what missionaries do all day long, to share it with them, post it on Facebook, and invite them to watch it too. I was watching a video on YouTube the other day. Actually, it was spreading all around our office, and some of the producers here at the Mormon Channel said that all of their friends were posting it on Facebook. So you've maybe already seen this video on YouTube, but it's called My Last Days, Meet Zach Sobiak. And Zach was a 17-year-old boy who has osteosarcoma, which is a type of cancer. He also had tumors in both of his lungs. And at this point, he was told that he had 6 months to 1 year left to live. And so they created a YouTube video about him to tell his story, and it was really powerful and had such a good message. One of the things that Zach says is, "I want everyone to know you don't have to find out you're dying to start living." The video is actually 22 minutes long on YouTube, which is quite a long time for a YouTube video. I don't usually watch anything that's over 3 minutes. But the time flew by. I was completely engaged in the story. And it just talks about how he loved and lived in his last remaining days here on the earth. He ended up passing away on May 20th. But one of the things that he started doing was writing music. He said that he wanted to get closure, to get feelings into these songs so that people would have something to remember him by or lean on when he was gone. So one song entitled Clouds, they had cameos from all these famous singers that sang along and created this video for Zach, and they show him watching the video for the first time. They also interview some of the kids at the high school, and they describe Zach as happy and always smiling. He just has this contagious personality that everybody wants to be around him. And I think we all kind of know those people, that they just draw people to them just by their warm, outgoing personalities. But one of the parts that struck me, in addition to the parents' relationships with their son, but the two powerful ones for me particularly were the relationship that he had with his sister Grace, and also he had a girlfriend. You think about this girlfriend, her name is Amy, and she knew he was terminal when they started dating, but she decided to date him anyway. So they have these fun moments that they share together. They go eat pizza, cold pizza, they say, at the stadium of the Minnesota Vikings, and there's no one around. They're there all by themselves, and you know someone's giving them special permission to be there. Another fun moment is he has this thing for cars, and his favorite car was a Nissan GTR because he said it was high performance and it was less expensive. And so someone gives him this car to be able to drive for a week, and his face is just ecstatic, and he's just so happy to be able to drive it. And of course, he takes his girlfriend in the car. But the message of this video is the way that he lived, the way that he loved others, and the way that they loved him in return. And when they made this documentary with all of these famous people singing one of the songs that Zach wrote, Justin, the guy who made the documentary, said, "This stuff is not happening because you're dying. It's happening because of the way you're living." Zach closes the video by saying, "I want to be remembered as a kid who went down fighting and didn't really lose." This was such a great video. If you haven't seen it and if you want to have a good little uplift in your day, Google that and you can find it. Again, it's called My Last Days, Meet Zach Sobiech, and you can find it on YouTube. But it's a really powerful story and a good one to watch. I walked away feeling grateful for my life and my family and the people that love me, but also to determine to live a little bit as if it was going to be my last. What would I do differently? What would I change? Who would I call, or how would I spend my time if I knew that today was my last day? It changes your perspective on life. And even in the video, they talk about how their family gets so much stronger because of this, and they go through it together and they stay together. And that's really what it's all about. Material things come and go, and not a lot of things last, but our family and our loved ones, those are the most precious gifts of life. There's another story that I wanted to share with you today, and it's from Elder Quinton L. Cook, who's one of the members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church, and it's called Hope You Know We Had a Hard Time, and it's from General Conference, October 2008, and I want to play this story for you in his own words now.
Last winter, my daughter had a white-knuckle experience driving in a severe snowstorm. She reminded me of a similar situation I had with my two sons many years ago. My youngest son, Joe, was 3 years old, and my son, Larry, was six. We were traveling by car from San Francisco to Utah in June. The weather had been very good. As we started our ascent to the Donner Pass summit in the Sierra Mountains, suddenly and without warning, an enormous snowstorm hit us. None of the drivers was prepared. A semi-truck in front of us had jackknifed and was spread across two lanes. Other trucks and cars had slid off the freeway. One lane was open, and many vehicles, including ours, were desperately trying to gain traction to avoid the other vehicles. All traffic then came to a halt. We were not prepared for this blizzard in June. We had no warm clothing, and our fuel was relatively low. I huddled with the two boys in an effort to keep us warm. After many hours, safety vehicles, snow plows, and tow trucks began to clear up the massive log jam of vehicles. Eventually, a tow truck hauled us to a service station on the other side of the pass. I called my wife, knowing she would be worried, because she had expected a call the prior evening. She asked if she could speak to the two boys. When it was the three-year-old's turn, with a quivering voice, he said, "Hope you know, we had a hard time." I could tell as our three-year-old talked to his mother and told her of the hard time, he gained comfort and then reassurance. Our prayers are that way when we go to our Father in heaven. We know He cares for us in our time of need.
I like that story from Elder Cook. Do you ever feel like that in life? I hope I'm not the only one that feels like that sometimes when you just want to say, "Hope you know, I'm having a hard time here." And I think of recent events in the United States, like Boston and Oklahoma and other world events, and many people are having a really difficult time. But the point that I want to emphasize that Elder Cook says is he says, we know He cares for us in our time of need. And that's a message I want to leave us all with today, is sometimes we don't understand what God is doing with our lives, but we know that He loves us and He cares about us. And knowing that He's watching over us and is in charge of everything makes life easier to manage. I thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with today is called I Believe in Christ, featuring Jen Marco Handy. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and have a great day. Thank you.
My tongue employ.